With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Negotiations between the state and companies that help people with developmental disabilities seem to be at a dead end. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In December, the four nonprofit companies that contract with the health department to provide services that help people with developmental disabilities get through daily social hoops were told their contracts would end April 1st. The state health department said that's necessary to save money after Governor Steve Bullock and the state legislature reduced the agency's budget by $49 million amid a statewide revenue shortfall. In January, after public outcry from the providers and their clients, a legislative interim committee pressured the health department to find an alternative solution. The committee asked the department to look at ways to maintain the contracts, but at lower payment rates to the providers. Last week, the health department went back and forth with providers on ways that could work, according to several of the providers who took part in the negotiations. But several providers say what the department presented as its final offer last Friday isn't enough to strike a deal. Joshua Kendrick is with one of the companies, Opportunity Resources, in Missoula.
We're very sad to say that there's no way we would financially be able to continue providing case management with the offer that is on the table currently.
Pat Noonan is with the Anaconda-based Aware.
If there's no ability to have a counteroffer and this is just the final offer, which is the impression that we are under, then we will no longer be able to provide targeted case management for folks with developmental disabilities.
When it presented its original plan to end contracts with private providers, the state health department said it would take on the cases of about 3,000 individuals with disabilities who used these Medicaid-funded services this spring. The health department says this will increase state worker caseloads to about 50 to 60 cases per worker. Private providers say that's double what's a reasonable amount. The health department says the quality of care won't suffer as a result of this change. In response to Montana Public Radio's request for details, a DPHHS spokesperson emailed a statement. Quote, "We continue to have discussions with providers, but at this time, there is no new information to announce." Unquote. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.